The next presentation is by Andrew Meyer. Andrew is from St. Joe, Michigan. He is a graduate of the University of Illinois. He is an Air Force pilot. He has flown the F-16. He's currently in the reserves flying the KC-135 and working in private life as a mechanical engineer. Andrew, join us, and his presentation is titled Audio Altitude Alert.
Good evening, and it's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor to be here tonight talking to you about ways to eliminate or reduce the risk of loss of control accidents. Something very near and dear to me, I had a friend here at Oshkosh 2 years ago bend an airplane really bad, hurt some of his buddies, and it got me scratching my head. What can we do to eliminate these types of accidents? Also, a friend of mine, when I was flying F-16s, we start of our fights, we go out and do a simple 90-degree turn, 180-degree turn, and another 90-degree turn. Except when he rolled out of that second 90-degree turn, he was upside down. Pulled, went, something doesn't feel right. Rolled 180 degrees, pulled, goes, something doesn't feel right. Rolls again, pulls, says to his wingman, hey, dude, I'm screwed up over here. And his wingman told him, roll 180 degrees, pull, your wings level, climbing right now, about 20 degrees nose high, light the blower, let's get up above the weather here. It was one of those slightly hazy days. Wingman saved his behind out there, and he came back and talked about how his wingman was the guy who saved him. The airlines, the military, we all use this triangle here where we talk. Most of our flying is threat management, looking at the weather, and then occasionally we sink to the next level where we make errors off 10 feet of altitude, make that correction. Start getting into the error management and how do we start resolving bigger issues. When you start having bigger issues, then you end up in the undesired states area and then undesired aircraft state management. Military, the airlines, put a co-pilot there. Somebody to get you to move back up where you can get back to handling the threats, be a little bit more relaxed, and continue your flying. I fly with the best co-pilot I can. He's always alert, paying attention, as you can see here. Great help. He's actually in back here somewhere tonight. So. But the goal of that co-pilot, when things start to go wrong, is to get you back straight and level. Get you back flying in a condition where you can take a couple minutes, get things resolved. How do we do that, though, when we're flying single engine, general aviation, single pilot, even the bigger twins? I fly a twin now, and it's always on my mind. Anything going wrong, how do I get straight and level, take a deep breath, and work through the problem? So. And I thought back, you know, with my friend's accident, with my buddy with the F-16, how did we all learn from our flight instructors? Those are words. They said, hey, a little bit of left pressure, make an adjustment this way, lower the nose gently. It's how we learned, and it's become very natural. If you go fly with a lot of pilots and you say roll left, they'll do it, even without knowing what's going on. So I'm going to do a little experiment here. I want everybody to close their eyes, hold their hands out in front of them like, come on, close your eyes, hold your hands out, get your elbows off the table. And imagine you're looking over to the right at your fuel gauges, checking fuel, when all of a sudden,
roll left, roll left.
And I see several of the judges here, and it's hard to see with the light out here, but people went and put that left input in. That's where this audio attitude alerting system works, is it gets back to your primacy. When everything else is going wrong, and all of a sudden you have a voice in your headset talking to you, saying, here's what to do. It's going to help you resolve the problem quicker. It's going to help you get back through. The military, the airlines have recognized this, and they use what they refer to lovingly as a bitching Betty. It's a voice that cuts through the clutter, the noise. It captures your attention. The first, you know, bank angle alerts you, hey, something's not quite right here. Get your eyes back on the instruments. Captures your attention, gets you back, and then if you continue to bank off further, it will give you directive commands. Not just, hey, you're rolling off to the right, but a directive command, roll left, to get you to hopefully reactively make that action. The system will then continue to monitor, did you actually roll left? As you roll level, it'll say maintain wings level. It also gives pitch commands that will help guide you back. Here is a system here. It's a, doesn't just correct the error. It doesn't just say, here's what you're doing wrong, but gives you the correct response to get back. Roll, pitch, and power corrections. And like I showed here tonight, there's no learning curve. You're not trying to learn a new display. You're not trying to figure out what the system's doing. It's a system you don't have to interact with hardly at all. And if it was in your airplane and you didn't know it, and you were in that cloudy weather and started to roll off in a right bank, and all of a sudden it goes bank angle, roll left, and you listen to it, which we demonstrated, people sitting here tonight, not even being told what to do, listened and responded. The system will enable you to get back to that wings level. Complexity is another big player here. Minimal interaction, keep it simple. You start up your aircraft, it runs a quick self-test, and there's silence. There's nothing new to work with. If you're gonna go out and do aerobatics, I understand. Simple button, press it, it pops up, goes from green to a amber, and says it's disabled. So you can go out there, do your aerobatics, do your formation flying, etc. It's not gonna bug you, but you got that yellow light there saying, hey, something's not in the normal state. Turn it back on when you're coming back in, done with your aerobatic routine, and it's back in the green mode, and it's monitoring, watching for that unusual attitude, and provide that guidance to get you back. Installation, it's a very simple system. Little box, can be installed behind the panel, level, it can actually be oriented in any of the three primary directions, level with the aircraft, and then one switch, which will be installed in the panel to run the self-test, enable and disable the system. So the goal was, how do we do this simply? And I've talked with friends of mine that I talked about earlier, and they both said, hey, something like this would save lives, it would make a difference. My friend who had the accident here said, if I had something yelling in my headset, lower nose stall, as I attempted that go-around, and I got the nose back down and got thinking, you know, lower nose stall power to make that correction, get back flying. I've flown it in my Long Easy and in our Cessna 340. It works well. Still working out some finer details, getting everything working right, but we believe we can make it cost competitive where that you're going to want this in your aircraft. And why do you want it in your aircraft? It reaches back to that training primacy, how you learn to fly, that instructor talking to you. And we all will naturally respond to it without needing additional training. The airlines and military have recognized that a Bitching Betty system works. We have one in the 60-year-old KC-135 that I fly, and the newest airliners coming out today have a very similar system. Wide applicability across a GA fleet. This could go in anything from a sailplane all the way on up, you know, and as I said, I use it in our twin Cessna, and it gives me additional comfort flying with my family, knowing that I've got a backup system keeping an eye on me. So we've got low cost, low complexity, and no training really required to use the system. And I believe with this system, we can make a big impact in reducing loss of control accidents, both in IFR conditions as well as in the traffic pattern or on your normal day out going out to get a $100 hamburger and your normal maneuvering flight that you may do. So let's go save some lives.